Hey everybody, it's Mike Arrigo, and today I would like to show you a little bit about the Chromebook. This is a kind of a laptop slash netbook device that's put out by several manufacturers. Samsung is kind of the biggest one nowadays, and it runs the Chrome operating system, which is put out by Google, and it does have built-in accessibility. And Google actually sent me a Chromebook to do some testing with, and so I could demonstrate this. So that's much appreciated. I've enjoyed it, and I'm actually doing this podcast for two reasons. So those that of you that hear this can get a demonstration of, you know, kind of what Chrome OS is and how it works, and the accessibility. And secondly, to hopefully provide Google a little bit of feedback on, you know, what I think, and, you know, how it works, what maybe they can improve, and things like that. First off, before we fire it up, let's talk about a bit about what a Chromebook actually is, and you know, if it's for you. First off, this is not going to replace your PC or your Mac, and I don't think that Google is even marketing this as such. It looks like a laptop, the Chromebook does. But I would define it more as like an internet appliance, because you really cannot browse the internal hard drive of this. It does have a 16 gig solid state drive. Now you might be thinking, well, that's hardly any space at all. Well, the main thing it does is hold the operating system, and that's it. The Chrome OS assumes that most of what you do is in the cloud. So without an internet connection, you're not going to really be able to do very much with this. I think you can do some photo editing and maybe play some files stored on a USB flash drive or an SD card, but that's about it. You can run applications, but again, those are installed usually from the Chrome store, and they really depend on an internet connection. So without that, this isn't going to do very much for you. Now, there are a couple of different Chromebooks. The one that I've got that Google sent me is a Samsung. And this one, I don't know if this one is still made or not. They've come out with one now that uses an ARM processor, and that's around $200, which I think is a good price for what this does. I believe that the one I've got sold for around $500, and it's got a Celeron processor, I think. Honestly, I myself would not pay $500 for this. It doesn't do enough to warrant that price, I don't think. You can get a full-fledged PC laptop for that price. Maybe low-end, but you can still get one that runs Windows and does everything, you know, that a laptop will do, and this doesn't do that. So who is this for, the Chrome Chromebook? Or there is a desktop version, too, called a Chromebox, I believe. Well, it's for maybe someone who doesn't have a lot of technical knowledge, maybe somebody who just wants to browse the internet, doesn't need, you know, to use a Microsoft Office. Now, there is Google Docs and that kind of thing, but maybe somebody that just wants to browse the internet, do email, that type of thing. And it makes a great second computer. Certainly it won't take the place of your primary one, like I say, a PC or a Mac, but, you know, if you're just going to a coffee shop or something like that, and you want to just have something to browse the internet with, this is a great companion. I've actually done that a few times with this, and it's great for that. And Google has done a great job of making it accessible by including something called a Chromebox, which is a you can kind of call it a screen reader, I guess, but it's a speech extension, basically, that gives makes the Chrome OS accessible. Now, the advantage to this, too, is that it's much more difficult. I'm not going to say impossible, because any operating system can get a virus or something like that if it's, you know, it's not impossible, but it's highly unlikely with this, because the only thing that the hard drive really holds is the operating system. Everything else is done in the cloud. So there's really no way for anything to really infect it. And the updates are also automatic. It will, whenever there's an update, it will check for that whenever you have an internet connection, and it will, it'll update itself. So, that having been said, let's go ahead and fire this up. Let me describe it to you first, actually, the one I've got. If you have one of these, it might vary a little bit because, each one is different. There's a couple of different models out there. So, I'll describe mine to you, and you can use that for kind of a basis. It looks like a laptop. I believe the screen on this is 11 inch, but don't quote me on that. On the left side, if we start from the bottom and work our way up, we have the headphone jack. We have a USB port where you can plug in a USB flash drive or something to that effect. Above that, we have a display port, and I believe that is HDMI on this. I'm pretty sure that's what that port is, but it's definitely something for display. Above that, we have an Ethernet port, and certainly if you have access to Ethernet, it'll be a little bit faster than Wi-Fi will be. And then above that, we have the charging port. It's a round port. Okay, on the right side, we have a SD card slot, and it takes regular SD cards, not the mini or micro SD. And above that, we have one more USB port. Okay, so to fire this up, you can do it one of two ways. If your display is already open, if your screen is already up, you can press the power button, which is on the top right on this Chromebook, or you can just open the screen, and it will fire up. It boots up fast. These things boot up in like 3 or 4 seconds. So it's very, very fast. So I'm going to go ahead and open up my screen here. All right. And the screen has come to life. Pretty bright, actually, at the moment. I'll turn that brightness down once it boots up. Okay. So it's booted. Now, your keyboard might vary a little bit. But on this one at least, to the left of the space bar, you've got two keys. You have Alt, and then you have Control. Now, to enable your accessibility, you want to do hold the Control and the Alt keys and press Z. So just give it a couple of seconds for it to boot up, and they're very quiet. There is a fan in this. If you put your ear up to it, you can hear it, but it's pretty quiet. So you press Control Alt Z to enable the speech. And that's already been done on this. I did do a hard reset, so you could see this from the beginning. So my speech is already enabled. You press Control-Z if you've just taken it out of the box. Let me turn this brightness down first off, all the way.
Brightness, 0%.
Because I have no need for that. I can tell when a screen's on, and I can tell if something's on the screen, but I can't read it. So it does me no good, and you'll save your battery dramatically if you do that. Okay, so here we are. At the main setup screen. Now, there are a couple other keys you're going to need to know where they are right off the bat. ChromeVox uses a modifier to navigate the different screens. And to do that, if you go above your Control and Alt keys, you have the Shift key in the usual place where you would expect it. And then above that, you have what would normally be the Caps Lock key. But on a Chromebook, it's the search key, is what that is. It's called search. It basically takes you to the search box. But to navigate this, you can do it a couple of ways. You can tab around, but you won't get the context as much. So, and you can change the navigation granularity, too, and we'll get more into that once we get this set up. But for now, what you'll want to do is use the hold the shift key and the search key. Hold those down. And you press the left and right arrow keys to navigate, and then press the, still holding the shift key and the search key, you would press the space bar to click on something. So those are the three basic keys you need to know to get started. There's a bunch of others, but, and tab and shift tab, of course, also will navigate you around. But for the ChromeVox, if you learn nothing else from this, know those three keys. Shift and search, and then left and right arrow, and shift, search, space to click on things. So let's just do a shift, search, right arrow and see what we've got on the screen here.
Welcome. Select your language. Select your language. English, United States. List box 15 of 54.
Okay, so that's the language, and it's already set to English, United States, so we don't have to do anything with that.
Select your keyboard. You select your keyboard. US keyboard. List box width of 5.
Okay, so select your keyboard. That's already selected.
Select the network.
Select the network. Okay, so...
Select. Pop-up button not pressed. Continue. Button. /theme/image. Welcome.
Okay, and then we're back at the top again. It wraps around. So, to connect to my wireless network, I've got to get to that back to that pop-up button.
Select your link. Select the network. Select. Pop-up button not pressed.
All right, so we're going to press shift search space.
Clicked.
And it says clicked. Now, if we navigate to the right.
Menu. Netgear. Menu item 1 of 18. Macworld. Menu item 2 of 18.
Macworld is the name of my network. So I'm just going to press shift search space again to click that.
Password. Password text box.
Okay. So what we have now, and we really can't navigate this screen with the ChromeVox keys. All you can do is tab around.
Cancel. Password. Password text box.
And so you can either cancel or type in a password here. As a suggestion to Google, you may want to make this so everything can be navigated throughout the whole system. Some of these screens, I know you can't use the ChromeVox keys, but being able to do that, I think, would be a good thing for consistency. Okay, I'm going to pause this while I type in my my password for my Wi-Fi network. Okay, we're back on the recording here. I went ahead and typed in my password. It doesn't echo when you're in a password field. It doesn't echo it. It just says dot. So, you know, you'll have to be familiar with your keyboard, but you'll find everything in the usual places in most cases, the letters and the numbers, so that shouldn't be a big deal. Okay, so I'm going to tab here.
Connect button.
Okay, and we're going to... I'm just going to press the space bar on that. Chrome OS itself does support, you know, tab, shift tab, and then space and enter to click on select things also if you're using keyboard navigation. So I'm on the connect button. I'm just going to press the space bar on that.
Macworld. Pop-up button not pressed.
Okay.
Select your language. Select Macworld. Pop-up button. Continue. Button.
Okay,
pop-up button, not Macworld button.
That was on the little button. Alright, I'm going to do a continue here.
Clicked. Google Chrome OS terms.
Alright, so now we have the Google Chrome OS terms. I think we can use the ChromeVox navigation keys here again. Let's see.
Checkbox checked. Optional, help make Chrome OS better by automatically sending usage statistics and crash reports to Google.
And I'll go ahead and leave that checked.
At system security setting, internal link.
And we got...
Button. Learn more, internal
Let's
link.
See, I'm navigating back now.
Checkbox checked. Button. Learn checkbox checked. X. System security setting, internal link.
Okay.
Checkbox checked.
There's a checkbox there and...
Button.
I'm not really sure what that...
Accept and continue. Button. Back. Button. Learn more. Optional. Help make this product IS licensed under THB.
And you've got the license there, so that's checked. I'm just going to...
This product IS licensed under THB. Learn more. Internal. Back. Button. Accept and continue. Button.
Okay, so we're on accept and continue. We just press space there.
Email. Added text for email.
Okay, now what it wants is your Google account.
Sign in.
And we can you can navigate this with the ChromeVox keys. It says sign in heading to. I'm just navigating backward.
Sign in heading to.
And that's the top of the screen. So it's asking you for the Google account. You can create that if you don't have one here. I have one, of course, since I'm an Android user also. So I'm pressing the ChromeVox key to the right now, and I'm not getting any place.
Email, status tray, button, email, added text for email.
I'll just use the tab key to get to that. Okay, I'm not sure why that didn't navigate there. That normally should have worked. All right, so I'm in the email box. I'm going to type in my email address, which I'll also give at the end of this if any of you want to contact me.
@0@ft.
Okay, you can use your Gmail if you have one, or if you created your Google account originally like I did with another email address, you would use that instead.
So password. Password added text.
And that's what I did. Then I just pressed the tab key to go to the password field. And again, I'm going to pause this while I type that in. Okay, I've typed that. So let's just press the tab key again.
Sign in button.
And
create a Google account, internal link.
So you can sign in, which we're going to do, or create a Google account if you don't have one.
Browse as guest, internal link.
Or you
link.
Can browse as a guest if you don't want to create an account at the moment.
Shut down button.
Or you can shut it down.
Status tray button.
And there's a status tray, which I'll show you once we get signed in. So let's go back to that sign in button and select that.
Create a sign in button. Signing in.
All
choose
right.
A picture to display for your account on the sign in screen. Coffee, list box 6 of 16.
Now that doesn't really matter to me, so I'm just going to tab and skip it.
Okay, but status tray, okay, button. Window, www.chromevox.com/tutorial/chromevox-interactive-tutorial, heading 1.
Okay, so what we're on now, it'll give you the Chromevox tutorial if you have enabled the speech. And this takes you through using all the Chromevox keys. And I'll go through the first couple of pages with you with it, but I won't do the whole thing. If you want to do that, you can. But again, let's just use the Chromevox keys to navigate this. Again, it's the Shift key and the Search key and left and right arrow.
Chromevox enables you to use your keyboard to explore the web with the help of synthesized speech.
And there are other voices you can get, too, for this. And I actually had one installed, and now that I'm signed in, it may actually re-download it and install that. But that's using the Pico voice there, which, if any of you have used Android, you'll be familiar with that. It's okay. It's not my preferred speech, but it's doable. It works. So let's just keep navigating here.
You can stop Chromevox from tracking at any time by pressing the Control key. Let's start off with the basic keyboard shortcuts required to read this guide. When pressed at the same time, the Shift and Search keys are known as the Chromevox keys. If you already know where these keys are located, you can press Chromevox plus down arrow now to move to the next paragraph.
Okay. Chromevox down arrow and up arrow, and then I'm using Chromevox left and right. What it is basically is you have granularity. You can navigate by group, by object, by I think sentence, word, and character. Now it defaults to doing group if you do Chromevox up and down arrow. And there's and then if you use Chromevox left and right, it will navigate to the next more detailed item. So it defaults to groups, so therefore Chromevox left and right will navigate by object, which is what I always use, to be honest. So if you change the granularity, which I'll show you how to do, to say sentence, then Chromevox up and down would navigate you by sentence, Chromevox left and right would navigate you by word. Like I say, I like to navigate by object. This is very similar to how a VoiceOver navigates the web on the Mac or on iOS, if you're familiar with that. Object is kind of an item, and that's the method I prefer to use. But again, you know, you can change that if you prefer. All right, let's continue.
If you would like more information on the location of these keys, press the space bar. Excellent. You've now reached the next paragraph using Chromevox plus down arrow.
Well, Chromevox plus right arrow in this case, but that's okay.
You can now either get an overview of all the keystrokes Chromevox offers or move through an interactive tutorial. Press Chromevox plus down arrow to move through the links on this page and then press enter to continue. Continue to next section, sticky mode, link.
Okay, so
copyright Google.
That's a link.
Continue to next section, sticky mode, link.
So that's a link, so we'll do Chromevox space to click that.
Clicked. Sticky mode. Heading 1.
All right, so now we're on the next page, and we'll go ahead and read this page also.
Chromevox has a sticky mode that will keep the Chromevox keys activated so you don't have to press Shift and Search each time. To enable sticky mode, quickly double-tap the Shift command insert key. You will then hear, sticky mode activated.
Double tap, which
key? To enable sticky mode, quickly double tap the Shift command insert key. You will then hear, sticky mode activated.
Oh, this is the insert key. Okay, yeah.
Activate sticky mode now, then move to the next paragraph by pressing the down arrow.
I'm not sure what that key is, actually, on this keyboard. I had to find it. Let's see. Yeah, so we'll just skip that. We'll just keep going.
Great.
For now.
You've successfully moved to the next paragraph while using the Chrome Fox sticky mode. Note how you can move up and down paragraphs as before without having to press the Chrome Fox keys.
Yeah, but the thing about doing that with the sticky mode is then if you try to type letters, Chrome Fox will intercept them, and it does use letters for some commands, so you may or may not want to use the sticky mode.
Important. If you move to a new page, you will have to enable sticky mode. To move to the next section, press the down arrow to move to the next link, then press enter. Continue to next section, controlling voice, link.
Okay, let's do one more page, because controlling the voice is important, and I'm going to speed mine up. So let's click this.
Clicked. Controlling the voice, heading 1. Chrome Fox comes with the ability to control your speech synthesizer with an assortment of commands that change the rate, pitch, and volume of Chrome Fox speech. These commands are listed below. Press Chrome Fox plus down arrow to continue. To decrease or increase the speaking rate, press Chrome Fox plus left bracket or Chrome Fox plus right bracket. To decrease or increase the pitch, press Chrome Fox plus semicolon or Chrome Fox plus apostrophe. To change the overall system volume, press the system volume keys, located above the hyphen and equals keys.
Well, yeah, or you can also use the function keys on the top, like we were doing before.
This will also increase or decrease the Chrome Fox speech volume. You can adjust the way your speech sounds at any time. The next section of the tutorial will show you how you can move through even finer detail levels such as sentences or words.
Okay, so let's go ahead and close out of this tutorial now. So to do that, you can press... the control and the W key will close a window. Now, this does tabs and windows is what it does. I tend to use windows more than tabs, but you can use either one. And there is a list of Chrome Fox commands here, which I'll show you also. But let's go ahead and do control W to close this tutorial window. Okay, I don't know if I have anything else open or not. I don't think I do. No, I don't. Okay, so I'm just sitting on a blank screen now with nothing open. So, and this is where you'll end up when you first fire up your Chromebook. If you've already signed into your account and you've got a network, it will connect and it'll just take you to the new tab window. Basically, that's where you'll end up. So, let's go ahead and open a page, and I'll show you a little more about how this works, and you know, as far as what else Chromebox does as far as its keystrokes. Well, how about Google? How about the Google page? Let's go ahead and do that. So, what I'm going to do is do Control N to open a new window here.
Window, new tab.
All right. So, I'm in the new tab. Now, I don't know if I can... See, you can't navigate this particular window right here. You can't navigate that with the Chrome Fox keys. So, you got to use the tab key.
Use left and right arrow keys to navigate. Text box.
Okay, here's the text box. So let's just type in google.com.
Google.com.
I think it would have filled it in for me, too. Let's go into that and we'll press enter.
www.google.com. Google.
Okay, I think I got it. Let's see.
Ordered list with 11. Google. Link. Ordered list with 11 items. Plus you. Google. Link. Google. Link.
Okay, so here we are. Now, there are a couple of keys that we can use here. If you want to get a list of all the Chrome Fox keys, I believe it's the Chrome Fox keys, you press them plus period. Let's see what that does.
Keyboard help.
Yeah.
Keyboard help. Use up and down arrow keys to browse or type to search.
Okay, so now what you can do is just use the regular up and down arrow keys. It will give you all the Chrome Fox commands and what they are. So I'll just show you a few of these. So we'll press up and down arrow here.
Stop speech, control, prefix key, control plus C. Jump to next focusable item, tab. Jump to previous focusable item, shift plus tab.
Yeah, that moves, you know, tab and shift tab moves through links and forms and things like that.
Navigate backward, Fox plus up arrow. Navigate forward, Cross down arrow. Move left. Cross left arrow.
That's what I was using before. Chromevox left and right.
Move right. Cross right arrow.
Okay.
Skip backward during continuous reading. Left arrow. Skip forward during continuous reading. Right arrow. Decrease navigation granularity. Cross dash.
Yeah. So the Chromevox plus dash key.
Increase navigation granularity. Cross equal sign.
And then that an equal sign. That.
Keyboard help. Use up and down. Click on current item. Cross space.
Yeah, that's what I was showing you before. Click your Chromevox plus space will click on the current item. If you're tabbing, of course, you can press enter on a link or something like that. But there are some places where you have to use the Chromevox plus space key. For example, on some sites. Oh, that's a site we'll go to. That'll be fun. Yeah, that just gave me an idea. The HowStuffWorks site has these quizzes that are a lot of fun. I've never actually tried that on a Chromebook. We'll see how that works. But to do the answers, it gives you the three choices, and they're not, well, in theory, they should be radio buttons, I guess, but they're not. So you can't even tab to them. So for that, you have to use the Chromevox keys to get to the one you want and then do a Chromevox space to actually click it. And we'll try that. That'll be a good site to test this with, actually. We'll do that here in just a minute.
Announce the URL behind the link. Cross U.
That can come in handy. Announce the URL, especially if the link's not labeled, to get an idea of what the URL is of a link.
Announce the title of the current page. Cross C, T.
So Chromevox plus C, you'd press that and then press T to get the title of the current page.
Announce the URL of the current page. Cross C, U. Start reading from current location. Cross R.
Chromevox plus R, that's your read all command.
Announces a complete description of the current position. Cross K.
Chromevox plus K, that's kind of your where am I.
Start or end selection. Cross S.
Okay, Chromevox plus S, you can select text and copy it.
Open Chromevox keyboard help. Cross period.
Chromevox keyboard help, that's where we are right now. That's what we're reading.
Help commands. Cross H.
Chromevox plus H is another help command.
Toggle search widget. Cross forward slash.
We're going to use that on the what I'm going to show you in a minute. That's the that allows you to search the page, basically, is what it does. And then it narrows it down to a list of all the items that match what you type.
Open options page. Cross O, W.
Yeah. There's Chromevox options. You can set. You can actually redefine all these keys if you want to, even though. I don't want to do that.
Open Keyboard Explorer. Cross O, K.
That comes in handy because it allows you to explore your keyboard. And I'll show you that in a second.
Toggle Chromevox active or inactive.
You can turn Chromevox on and off.
Decrease pitch. Show forms list. Cross L, F.
Okay, then you can get a list of a lot of things. Chromevox plus L is your list command. Then you do H for heading, F for form, that type of thing. So you can just arrow up and down through the rest of these and if you want to get a list of them. Let's go ahead and get out of here. I think Escape will take us out. Yeah, it did. Now we're back on the page. Let me show you that Keyboard Explorer. I think it was we do Chromevox O and then a K.
Chrome OS Keyboard Explorer.
All right.
Chrome OS Keyboard Explorer.
Let's see.
Press any key to learn its name. Control plus W will close the Keyboard Explorer. Chrome OS Keyboard Explorer. Heading 2. Press any key to learn its name.
Okay.
B, C, D, E, F.
Yeah, okay.
Press any key to learn its name. Control plus W will close the key. Press any key to learn its name. Shift.
Well.
Search. Shift.
Okay, here's a bug I just found, I think. Pressing the tab key does not say tab.
Press any key to learn its name. Control plus W will close the Keyboard Explorer.
That should say tab there, probably, and not say that. Let's...
Brave accent. Back.
Okay, now, we can learn these function keys, though. I'm doing the top or the screen of the keyboard now. So F1 is your back key.
Forward.
F2 is forward.
Chrome OS Keyboard Explorer.
Oh, that's what F3 did. Maybe that opens the Explorer.
Back.
And these other keys aren't saying anything, F5 and etc. But you can certainly learn...
Space, Alt, Control, Left arrow, Down arrow, Shift, enter, backslash, close bracket, backspace, control down arrow, left arrow.
Yeah, so those keys speak, but the tab key, it doesn't
say. Press any key to alert control.
It doesn't say tab. So, let's go ahead and close this.
www.google.com.
Now, if we wanted to do a search here, we could, to get to the form field, there's a couple of ways to do it. We could list the forms, but you can also do ChromeVox N for next or ChromeVox P for previous, and then press the letter for what you want. Like F is the next form control, H is the next heading. So to get to the search form, I think we could just do ChromeVox N and then F.
The next form field.
Well, let's see if there's a previous one then.
Main ordered list with 7 items. Button list item.
Okay, now let's go. Let's navigate back from there.
Button. Copyright to button Trimble sketch. Dot one.
Well.
Two. One. Trimble sketch. Google. Dot com. Dot advanced search language tools. Bellies. Sign in middle dot search setting link. Google. Dot com. www.google.com button.
Canvas name.
Link list item. Hyphen. Robots dot link.
Now let's see if we can find that search box.
Button.
Button
list item. Button list item. Button list item. List item. At words. Link heading 3. Button.
There's
PPC programware.
There's nothing, there's no way in here to go to the top or end of a page, at least that I've seen.
Button. Google image. Button.
I can just shift tab.
Email.
Here.
Link heading. Button. Nexus. Link head. Button.
Let me just reload the page. That'll do it. Control R should do that.
Google.com. Google.
Okay.
Ordered list with 11 items. Plus U. Link list item. Google.com. Added text.
There we go. So I reloaded the page. Okay. And that put us back at the top. And then I did ChromeVox N and then F for the next form field, and now we're in the search box, so...
Ordered list with 2 items, list item, N0 to 80 button.
And there's the search box and the button.
Google.com, added text.
Okay, so we could do a search there if we wanted to. All right, let's do Control-W to close that window. All right, let's go to that How Stuff Works site and let's try one of the quizzes. I've actually been wanting to test that on the Chromebook for a while. So let's do that. So let's do a control. And by the way, this does also play Adobe Flash videos, but it doesn't. Flash content really isn't accessible as far as if there's content with Flash, you'll have trouble with that. And really, it would be nice if that could be made accessible, but really, Flash is becoming an old thing. HTML5 is the way of the future, and really, the sites need to move to that, because that is accessible, usually. And ChromeVox will work with the ARIA and things like that of HTML5. So the real solution to the whole Flash issue is that sites need to get with the current standards and go to HTML5 and get rid of Flash. That's the real solution to that. But anyway, okay, so let's do Control-N. To open another new window here.
Window, new tab.
All right, so we're going to type howstuffworks.com.
OWFTFFFM.
Press enter.
www.howstuffworks. Learn how everything works.
Okay, so we could navigate this.
Search How Stuff Works. Edit text. Transparent image. Button. Link.
Okay, now, I want to find the quizzes on this page. So, to do that, let's do, we could get a list of links, but we know what we're looking for, so let's do ChromeVox, shift search and the slash key.
Find in page.
And it says find in page.
Enter a search query.
Let's type in quiz.
Quiz says link list item.
Okay.
Press enter to accept or escape to cancel.
Okay.
Down for next and up for previous.
Yeah. So what it does is it basically gives you a list of all the items on the page that match what you what you've typed. So I think that's the first one we want. Let's see if there's anything else.
Quiz says internal link list item. Press more. Quiz says link. Quiz says. Quiz says link. Quiz says. Quiz says link list item.
Says
press
quiz.
Enter to accept
quiz says. But that's the link we want, quizzes. So I'm just going to press enter there.
It's under finding page.
And what that does is it moves your reading cursor or your Chromebox cursor to that item. We can verify that with Chromebox left and right.
Games. Link list random article. Link list item.
That's a little strange. It didn't...
On our minds. Heading to list games quizzes. Link list item.
Okay, there we go. So yeah, it moved it to it. I'm not sure why pressing... maybe it moves it... It probably moves you to that group, I think, is how it works. So I had to move left then again to get to it. So here we are. And I believe... Let me just try something else here, too.
Games, quizzes, link list item.
So if it can, it also moves your keyboard focus to the item also. So there's no forms mode on this or anything like that. If you're navigating with the Chromebox keys, when you come to an edit field... You're in the box and you're ready to type. So here we are on quizzes. We can press Chromebox space to click it, or we can just press enter to activate it since our keyboard focus is also on it.
People.howstuffworks.com howstuffworks quizzes.
Okay, now here's where it gets interesting, because the quiz categories are not actual links. At least I don't think they are. So they won't show up by tabbing. So here you have to kind of use the Chromebox keys to click them. Let's get down to the next heading here with Chromebox N and then H.
Related app categories. Heading 4.
Well, actually, I don't know where this start is. Let's go back.
No previous heading.
Okay, that's fine. All right, so let's move past the ads.
No next heading.
Okay, well.
Quiz clip fields. Quiz, could you fit in as a musketeer? Quiz, relate list with 3 items. Quizzes, link list item. 3 quizzes and tests. Link list, fun quizzes for list with quiz, link list item.
I'm just using the Chromebox keys now.
Button, list with 14 items. Adventure, link list item. Auto, link list item.
Now, I don't know if these are the... Because there's categories, and then there's also a set of things below that. Let me skip past this for a second.
Auto, link. Adventure, how stuff works. Button. List with fork, auto. Call into home and garden. Link with money. Side tag, video shows. Blog, quiz it, games. Link, rank, less than if greater. List with 5 items. How stuff works. List, adventure, link. Auto, link. Culture, intertake health, home and garden, lifestyle, money, side tech, morse, blogs, link, games, HRS mats, link, podcasts, quiz it, newsletters, link, video, our websites, list, animal planet, link, consumer guide, auto,
okay,
link, consumer guide, destination America, dis Oprah Winfrey, revision free, science channel, link, contact us,
okay,
link, help,
so,
link.
Let's do the category of quizzes for computers. So again, let's pull up the search widget with the Chromebox slash.
Find in page. Please migrate to OAuth 2 and use the new slash dialog slash OAuth endpoint.
Oops.
Extern slash login underscore status. Please migrate. How stuff works. Link. How stuff works. Search how stuff works and the web. Edit text.
Maybe I hit the wrong key there. Let's see.
Find in page. See, get smart. Compute. Please migrate to OAuth 2 and use the new slash dialog slash OAuth and...
That's a little strange.
How stuff works. Search how stuff... Image. Link list item. List with fork. Auto. Link list item.
Okay, so... Was...
Culture, entertainment, home and garden. Link,
yeah, so there's
item.
There's a computers on this page. At least there should be.
Money, link list item.
Let me make sure I'm on the right page still. We'll do Chromebox C, and then...
How stuff works? Quizzes.
Yeah, I just did that to give us the title of the page. Let's maybe try home and garden.
Find in page, home and garden, list item. Press enter to home and garden, link list item.
Okay, here's what I was talking about. I'm not sure, I guess navigation, we didn't go down far enough. There's a link here, but there's just a list item for home and garden. Let's do that one.
Home and garden, list item. That's item finding page.
Okay, now.
History, list item.
Here are the quiz categories.
Join
here's what I was talking about.
Raise your score. Quiz it list with 11 items. Adventure,
see,
list item.
Now, these are not actual links. I don't know why they didn't make them as regular links. They really should have. It's a list item, and they're not even set as clickable. There's an attribute in HTML that makes something clickable to function as a link. I'm not even sure what the point of that is, to be honest. Why not just have a standard link and be done with it? The clickable attribute is not even set on these, that it is clickable. So you just have to kind of use your intuition to tell you. So this, the fact that it's not telling you this is a link or that it's not clickable is not the screen reader's fault. It does it with everything. So let's see if we can pull up the computer's category. ChromeVox should still be able to click on this. The reason I wanted to show you this is kind of a non-standard page, but I just wanted to show you how ChromeVox, you know, handles some non-standard things. Usually, it can handle it pretty well. So let's find the computer's option here.
Auto, the computer,
there
list
we go.
Item.
All right, now we should be able to click that.
Clicked.
Okay, now what that did, it's a dynamic page. So it doesn't really load a new page, but after these categories, it updates the quiz list accordingly for the category you've clicked on there. And assuming ChromeVox, you know, clicked on the right thing, it should have done that. So
electronics.
Let's find out.
Intergalactic people science. The ultimate 3-D printing quiz link.
Yeah, I think it did. Okay, so let's find a quiz here. Maybe we'll do a few questions.
Regular printers are pretty handy, but they're up and coming cousins. 3-pi, literally. How much do you know about the fascinating field of 3-D printing? Take this clip, the ultimate 3-D printing quiz. Acer Iconia tablet quiz, link. The Amazon Cloud Player quiz, link. Apple Bootcamp quiz. Drop and give me 20 GB, link.
That might be a fun one to try. I love these quizzes. They're a lot of fun. And there's a lot of categories on the site, too. You know, to home and garden, there's adventure. These are so much fun.
Head in the clouds, the Apple iCloud quiz, link.
I wonder if there's anything on here about the Chrome stuff.
Factor fiction, Archos tablets, link. Tech talk, how well do you know Bill Gates? Link. Gadget Sophie, BIOS quiz, link.
BIOS quiz.
Kobe quiz, Tony tablets take a thrifty turn, link. Mac, ENIAC or UNIVAC, the computer history quiz. Tech talk, computer memory quiz, link. Quiz, is your computer secure? Link.
That could be a fun one.
Tech talk, CPU quiz, with the Dido quiz, link. Digital fingerprinting, test your tech talk, DSL quiz, link. Tech talk, email quiz, Facebook no mask quiz, link.
Let's try that as your computer secure one. Let's go back.
Tech talk, Mac, Kobe quiz, Tony tablets take gadgets off me, BIOS quiz, tech talk, computer memory quiz, is your computer secure? Link.
Okay, let's go ahead and click that.
Clicked. Computer, dot, how stuff works, dot, how stuff works, quiz, is your computer secure?
Okay.
Search how stuff works.
Now, we should be able to navigate heading. The quiz stuff is usually after the second heading.
And more stuff like this. Heading to.
Let's see.
How stuff will level up. 10 things to look for when buying a laptop. Repacking the mainframe. Heading to.
Let's see.
More stuff like this. No previous heading.
Okay, well,
How stuff level tech hacking the mid list with find out how much you know, -, or don't know, -, about computer security by taking our quiz.
Okay.
Start, link.
There we go. All right, let's do a couple of questions here. So start is the link. We'll click that.
Clicked.
Okay. Now, again, it kind of updates the page dynamically. So again, the way this works is it gives you the question, then you have the three choices, and they're not radio buttons or links or anything like that. So again, you have to use your ChromeVox navigation to select it and then click it. And then whatever you click on, then it will update. Whatever one is the correct answer, it will put a little statement after it detailing why that's the correct one. So this is a very dynamic page. And we'll see how ChromeVox deals with it.
What is the process of start? Link list.
Now, I'll tell you something that's really nice that I noticed here. Okay. And I don't know if there's anything in the HTML that indicates this or what, but on the Mac and in Windows and things like that, the screener always takes you to the top of the page a lot of times when this updates, but ChromeVox didn't do that. It actually, when we clicked on start, we're right at the first question, which is where we exactly where we want to be. So that's really, really nice. All right, let's see what the first question is.
What is the process of encoding information in a way so that only someone with a key can decode it? List item.
That would be encrypting, probably. So that's the question. Let's look at the choices.
List with three items. Compression. List item. Systemic variation. List encryption. List item.
Okay.
In computer security terms, what is a hash? List item. List with three items. Encryption. List item.
Okay, so encryption is the correct answer, of course. And you'll notice these are just list items. They're not links or radio buttons. But encryption, of course, is the correct answer. So
encryption.
Sitting on that, we're going to do a ChromeVox space.
Clicked.
And let's see if it updated now.
Systemic for encryption, list item. Encryption refers to the practice of encoding data so that only someone with the right key can read it. Clever code breakers can sometimes crack encrypted messages, requiring security experts to devise more complex encryption algorithms. Next, link.
Okay, so it says next there, and it says link. Now, it's interesting. On the Mac, on the Macintosh using VoiceOver, it says clickable there, indicating that that's not a standard maybe link, but it's using the clickable attribute. But ChromeVox just calls this a link, and really that's fine. Because, again, it's redundant. I'm not even sure why that attribute needs to be there. It should just be a link and be done with it. So ChromeVox calls it a link, and that's what it is. So we're going to go ahead and click that.
Clicked.
And let's see if we're on the next question now.
List with three I. Encryption refers to the clever code break next. Link.
Okay, the next is still there, but it should have moved us to the next question that we can answer now. Let's see.
In computer security terms, what is a hash? List item.
What is a hash? I don't know if I know that. Let's
list
see.
With three items. A delicious way to cook potatoes. List
well,
item.
Well, I know that's not the answer.
An encrypted value. List item. A decryption key. List item.
A hash. Isn't that an encrypted value? It's definitely not the first choice.
An encrypted value. List item. A decryption key. List item.
I'm going to say it's an encrypted value.
An encrypted value.
So
list
we're
going
to control our ChromeVox space to click that.
Clicked. A delicious and encrypted a hash or hash value
yep.
is a string of characters that represent encrypted data.
Yeah, so that's right. You can tell which one's the correct one because it puts the statement after the correct one.
You create a hash value by running data through a hashing algorithm. A decryption key. List item.
And it says a decryption key. That's the last incorrect answer, so that's still there. But again, so it updates dynamically. Let's do one more question, just for fun.
Next, link.
And that's the next link.
Clicked.
Click that. Actually, these quizzes are a little bit easier on the Chromebook than the other platforms. ChromeVox actually handles this really well, considering it's a very... Well, the things aren't labeled as far as links go, and the page is a very dynamically updating page. ChromeVox actually reads this beautifully. It's very, very nice. Well done, Google, on dealing with these dynamic pages. And that's really, I guess, the advantage of having it built in is it really, I'm not exactly sure how it works, but I'm assuming that the ChromeVox is really able to get under the hood on this and really, get a good look at the HTML and the actual code of the page. And that's very good. You have to do that nowadays. These pages are so dynamic and complex. All right, let's do one more question.
What does SSL stand for?
List
item.
What does SSL stand for? Secure Socket Layer, of course, is the answer.
List with three items. Secure Sockets Layer. List item.
That's the correct answer, but before we click on it, let's just look at the other ones.
Secret Service Logarithm. List item. Systematic Security Level. List item.
Yeah, Secure Socket Layer, of course, so it's the first item. So let's go ahead and back it.
Secure Sockets Layer. List item.
Okay, let's go ahead and click that.
Clicked.
And we'll see if it updated.
List with three items. Secure Sockets Layer. SSL stands for Secure Sockets Layer, a form of public key encryption. Secret Service Logarithm. List System.
And those
next.
Are the other two.
Link.
Those are the other two items there, the wrong choices. So, ChromeVox deals with this page very well. Like I said, considering it's very dynamic and all that stuff. So, that's really good. So, that's kind of the basics of you know, Chromebox and the Chromebook. There is help built into it also. If you need to get the help, there are pages that will give you help on it, including even a list of keyboard commands. There's a lot of other keyboard commands in the Chrome OS itself that I haven't even shown you. But I just wanted to give you enough, you know, to get started and, you know, to be able to navigate. And then from there, you can kind of build on that. There is one more thing I do want to show you. On this, let's do Control W and close this window. The command to get to the menu where the settings are and things like that. It's you don't want to have a menu bar like File, Edit, and that type of stuff like you do in Windows or a Mac OS, but you do have kind of a like a status menu up here. And to get to that, I believe the command is Control Shift F, I think. Or maybe it's Control Shift S. Or wait a minute, let's see. Maybe we have to have a window open first. That's probably why. I did Control N to open a new window.
Use left and right arrow text box.
So there's I'm trying to remember that keystroke.
How stuff works, Lynn?
Let's see.
Menu open.
There it is. Okay, it's Alt-F. Alt-F is the command that will open up the kind of the Chrome... We'll call it the Chrome OS menu. Let's just call it that. And now you can just use your regular arrow keys to get around. I'll show you what's here.
New tab, Control plus T, menu, 1 of 18. New window, Control plus M, menu, 2 of new incognito window, bookmarks, menu, add, edit, menu, 0 of 18. Save page as Control plus S, menu, 8 of 18. Find Control plus F, print Control plus P, zoom, menu, 0 of 18. History Control, downloads Control plus J, menu, settings, menu, 15 of 18.
Settings is handy to know. That's you can change a lot of your Chrome settings.
Report an issue, more tools, menu item. With new tab, Control, more tools,
yeah, that's the...
menu item, with second new, 18 of 18.
Let's just look at more tools.
Extensions, menu, 1 of 7. Task manager shift plus ESC, menu, 2 of 7. Clear browsing data, Control plus shift plus backs encoding, menu item, view source, Control plus U. Developer tools, Control plus shift, JavaScript consult, extensions, menu, 1 of 7.
Okay. So, that's that.
More tools.
So let's go ahead and get out of there.
With second new, 18 of 18.
Okay.
Recently closed, button, other devices, but web store, link, text box, use left and right.
Okay.
Recently.
So that's handy to know. It's Alt-F to get to that. Now, to actually sign out of this, you can, if you press, we'll press Control W to get out of this. Now, if we press the power key on the top right.
Brightness, 6%.
Now, it's got something on the screen, but it, okay, I guess it just added the brightness a little bit. What you can do is, if you do Control Shift.
Password 4.
Okay, if you do Control Shift Q, what that does is it will sign you out of your Google account, which is what I just did. Now from here,
shut down.
You have several options, and I'll tab through these and show you what's here.
Password 4, shut down, add user, button, browse as guest, button, status tray, button.
Okay, let's go ahead and press that status tray button. Let's show you what's in there.
Status tray, window.
And you can't navigate that with the Chrome box keys. So you'll have to use Tab and Shift Tab. That's a suggestion I would make for Google. You may want to make that navigatable with the Chrome box keys. But let's just tab through this.
Connected to Mac World button.
Okay, that's the Wi-Fi.
United States keyboard button. 55% volume slider. Disable spoken feedback button.
Oh, we definitely don't want to do that.
Button.
And there's an unlabeled button there. I don't know what that is. So that's something to note for the Google folks. There's an unlabeled button there.
Connected to Mac World buttons.
And we're back to that. The other issue, and I believe they're aware of this and are going to fix it, there's no way at this point to read your battery level. And that's a major one. I've had a couple of times where this thing, I haven't really known what the battery was, and it's just quit. So that is a major issue that does need to be fixed, and I believe they are going to fix that. That's the status tray. Let's go ahead and escape out of there. Or actually, I guess we control.
Browse as guest. Password 4. At shutdown.
And I'll go ahead and just do shutdown here, space on that for now. And screen goes dark, and it's shut down. That's it. We can just close the screen. So, it's nice. I mean, for what it does, it is nice. I enjoy using it. Like I say, ChromeVox is very good at dealing with the some of the complicated pages. And it's so it's good. Like I say, it's not designed to replace your primary laptop. And I don't think Google is marketing it as such. But for just a secondary computer to, you know, browse the internet with, it's good at that for what it does. Okay, so if any of you have any questions about this, you can contact me. My email address is N as in November 0OXY, and that's my ham radio call sign. So it's N0OXY at Charter, charter.net. And love to, you know what you think about the podcast. And, enjoy hearing feedback. So, and hopefully this has provided some feedback to the Google developers also to keep improving the Chrome OS and ChromeVox. So that's awesome too. All right. So everyone take care. And, we'll talk to you another time.